1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Herbie and Dane.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on the Riverina's Hit 93.1.
Right now we're joined by a very special guest in the studio. He is two-time kettlebell world champion and now best-selling author. He's got a brand new book out called Power Man. Dave Power Tobain, good morning.
Hey guys, great to be here.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Now let us know, what was the idea behind Power Man the book?
Power Man the book, it's all about empowering kids despite what challenges they face in life. And this one heavily features like bullying and so forth. But just giving kids that power back and having them be their full selves, you know, living in their potential to achieve the best life. That's what it's really about.
What a great positive message for school kids in this day and age of a lot of bullying and that type of thing. So it's very positive. Stories that made up or a bit of a personal experience in here?
No, the story's based off true story. So Stu is my best mate, Dan, who lives down in Tasmania. Amazing dude. He's like one of Australia's best guitarists now. And so it's all based on true story. Some of the characters are sort of morphed of multiple people and so forth. But it's a real world kind of book. You know, that's what we like to say.
Yeah, awesome.
And I actually read it last night. It is an easy read. Now, what I think is so great is because bullying is such a big topic. We've got cyberbullying and bullying now in today's society. But what you've done with this book is you've broken it down but also given steps for how young kids can tackle bullying in the school.
Yeah, hugely, guys. Now, guess what? The biggest bully we will ever face, guess where they live? Where that bully lives.
Next door.
In our hells. In ourselves. We are the biggest bully to ourselves. We're going to beat that first.
Yeah.
So in regards to bullying, and that is, you know, that's what we like to get that message across. Because if you're at a weakened state, you then are more acceptable to external bullying forces and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so, that's what the bigger message is about.
Reading it is you've really turned bullying, which has a negative thought about it, into such a positive experience. Yes, it's not nice to be bullied, but the way that you've gone about it, it is really interesting, and that positive experience really shines through.
Yeah, hugely, right? Because who wants to live in a negative state for the rest of their life? So what we want to do is give that power back to the kids and understand that a negative thing can go on, but we can flip it on its head and create a positive out of it. Because sometimes things are not meant to work out. Sometimes friendships are not meant to work out.
Yeah.
Sometimes schools aren't meant to work out. So whatever it is, we want to flip it around and go, what can we take away from this? What are the lessons in it? And where we're talking about the strategies before is teaching kids to respond rather than react to the circumstances we're in. Because when we react, we play to the bully's hands. Yeah. When we react, we don't be our normal selves. But when we can respond, that is where we truly are empowered and we can actually make smart, strategic decisions that are going to help us in the long term.
And how's the book been received? Because it's such a fantastic message. How's it been received in the communities?
Mate, I could not have even predicted, like, I couldn't even dream. Like, this is a total dream. Like, having kids, I'm walking into schools, and at that time, I had trouble reading. I was in, you know, I had special needs. I went through schools, and, you know, I couldn't even spell my name when I was first going into school.
Yeah.
Now, with this, is I'm walking into classes where hundreds of kids have read the book from start to finish. And they're pumped about it.
That's awesome.
You know, I remember, like, in this book and where I talk about schools, there was a time where I actually pretended to read a book and got called out for it, which was part of my experience.
Yeah.
And I felt so embarrassed because I actually lied about it and said, I read the book, and I couldn't even get past the first page. Now, that moment, I actually got picked on. It was like my arch nemesis at school made a fool out of me. And from that moment, I said, I'm never going to be in this position again. And so I decided to go out and teach myself to read, and there's a bit of a story behind that. But the way, you know, I try and empower kids as well when we go to these schools about how do we get to turn learning into a positive experience. So when you're putting your hand up because you don't know the answer, that's a good thing to do because that's how you learn.
Yeah.
So you want more kids putting their hands up, more kids to find better ways to deal with their challenges.
And I do want to add, Powerman is all about helping kids. But I read it and I'm an adult and I reckon it helps adults as well. As you said, you want to not react, you want to respond.
Yes.
And that's exactly what adults need to do in their work life as well.
Oh, hugely. Because guess what? How many parents now that have gone through bullying that haven't healed those bullying experiences now have kids? And this is an opportunity. Create that conversation, not just for the kid, but between the kid and the parent, for that parent to then also help their kids, and then also helps them heal their past experiences, which is a phenomenal thing.
So how do we get a hold of one of these books? I know you've got a couple of seminars coming up and you're doing some donations for books as well.
You're so busy.
Yeah, so guys, powermanbook.com is where where you can buy the book in the local bookstore down in Main Street Colliers. They've been phenomenal with stocking the book in there. But it's available Australia-wide in all good bookstores.
Bookstores. Yeah. I love that. I love that line. Fantastic stuff.
If you have any advice to give to young children listening to us right now, what would it be?
Yes, don't base your future off what's currently going in your situation or your circumstances and all that kind of stuff. Is regardless of what challenges you're in, we need to develop a mindset that gets better from these rather than bitter. Right, because we're going to face challenges in life. So every time something comes up, instead of developing a struggle-based mindset, we want to get kids strategic and go, hey, what are the solutions to this? Because who wants to live and dwell in Struggle Street?
Yeah.
You know, get solution-based and go, okay, this is what's going on. These are my circumstances. These are the problems. What is the solution? Rather than just becoming the victim. Because in life, being the victim, that's not a good place to live. So we want to become the victor of our circumstances, of our challenges, because that's how you get better in life.
David, you are infectious.
You're an inspirational person. Yeah, with a very, very strong and powerful message that I think everyone needs to hear.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, Power Man is out now. You can get it at all good bookstores, powerman.com. Two-time kettlebell world champion and now best-selling author, Dave Power Tobain. Thank you so much.
Woo! Thanks, guys.
Want more Herbie and Dane? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.